We're trying to stabilize the cedi against the major currencies like the United States dollar and against the British pound sterling and also the euro. We had some considerable gains at the end of the previous year for the British pound. The cedi appreciated by about 10%. For the euro, it appreciated by about 5.3%. Against the dollar, it fell about 9% throughout the year under review. And so we are expecting some improvement with regards to the stability of the cedi. Now, the current measures put in place by the outgoing governor in place, and therefore, wouldn't expect anything new from the incoming governor. He would have to continue with the measures put in place. And fortunately for him, he will not be working in isolation. He will rely on the concerted efforts of the various departments and the Central Bank of Ghana, which constitutes the Monetary Policy Committee. And he, Darren Nate, would invariably be a spokesperson for the committee. And on the basis of this, I'm sure he will be able to deliver. As we speak, we have to meet the targeted growth rate of about 6.3% and also reduce inflation to about 11.2%. The inflation reduction rate, I'm very sure we may even beat the targeted rate, given the way things are going. Admittedly, the economy regained its rhythm towards the end of last year. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough for people to feel it with regards to over 3 years of economic hardship, and we are reaping the benefits now. And therefore, I expect some amount of economic rosiness throughout the year if we maintain our tempo. The policy rate is something I would like to be considered again. If at the end of the second quarter, there's massive improvement in the inflation rate as a result of reduction in the policy rate from 25.5 to 23.5, I would like the Monetary Policy Committee to review the policy rate downward to help stimulate economic activity in the country. Research has proven that there's a strong positive relationship, not a correlation. It's a positive relationship between reduction in policy rates and also fall in interest rates. And if we do this, then that would help us significantly. Currently, Ghana lies second with regards to policy rates throughout the world. It isn't the best for us. We were then at that position because we were trying to stabilize the economy. If we achieve some amount of stability, we'll have to move downward so that would attract more investors, especially foreign investors with huge capital into the economy.